looking for a Mr. L. Murphy. Says here, note, to be hanged.
Captain, do you think a moral man can maintain his conscience in an immoral world?
The Decadent and Depraved is a gritty Western filmed right here in WA, and that was an exclusive clip from the movie. Everything is under wraps until the premiere next month. It's been a five-year journey from scripting to completion, and Jordan Prince Wright is the film's director and producer. He's here to share the journey with us this morning. Hello, Jordan.
Hey, how are you?
Well, thank you. This is a story of murder, revenge and retribution. Tell us a little bit more without giving too much away.
So without giving too much away, it's about this young man, Leon Murphy, and he leaves his wife and his daughter in a bid to ensure their safety because he actually commits a murder, but he does it in a way to save. There's this Aboriginal boy that's being whipped and whatnot, and back in those days it was very harsh times. So he commits this, he saves this kid, but as a result he is now a convicted murderer. And back in those days, when you're a convicted murderer, anybody could come after you. So what he does is he hands himself in to save his wife and his daughter, but the bounty hunters, they're still after him. Her Majesties are transporting him. There's this big action-packed thriller film, but it's still wrapped up in like the old school style Western movies.
Yeah, well, Jordan, why a Western? Have you always been a fan of that genre?
Yeah, I've loved Western movies. I grew up watching black and white films, and I'm talking like John Wayne's Trail Beyond, Stagecoach. That was my childhood. And I think by the time I hit year seven-ish maybe, you know, I was about 12 or so, then I started moving into the colour films. So, yeah.
Wow. Look, that was part of my childhood too. My father was a big cowboy fan. He watched every kind of Western he could as well. But I mean, what you grew up with it, but what is it about a Western that really grabs you?
I think it's the fact that it's suspension of disbelief that we don't get to see, you know, in everyday films that are coming out now. You know, the old school Westerns, that was that hero character, but at the same time, back then times were tough, and who is the good guy? Who is the bad guy? Because the good guy's still going around shooting everyone, but he's the good guy. Yes. You know, and I like that challenging thought, well, what makes him good? And then, of course, you know, it's guys in cowboy, awesome, you know, costumes, riding horses, the handguns, spinning the guns.
And let's talk about scenery as well, because you can always pick some great spots to film. You filmed this right here in remote parts of WA. So tell us a bit about that journey.
Yeah, so we filmed everywhere from Leonora down to Corcoran to Yalgoo. But when down out at Kew. But when I'm talking those locations, we weren't, you know, in the towns. We were hours away on a homestead, and from that homestead we were hours away, you know, in the middle of nowhere. We literally were in the middle of nowhere. And those people that know those places are, you know, the towns are 8 hours minimum from Perth. So we'd be filming anywhere from 10 plus hours away from Perth in these magical places, and these locations never been shot on before, never been seen on the silver screen before. So the fact that we can just show that, it's part of our film, but, you know, just the locations by themselves, you could do a documentary just on the locations. So, yeah, and so now that we've got all these horses and the shots we've got of the cowboys riding through, you know, outback Western Australia, it looks fantastic.
Yeah, you're able to showcase our beautiful parts of WA that people haven't seen before. So how big of a role does WA's history play in this film?
So we did a lot of research from, you know, in regards to what they wore back then, you know, the costume side of things, what times were like and whatnot. But in saying that, Axel and I, with the two directors, we like pushing the boundaries, and we have done that to an extent. You know, there's a bit of that black comedy in there, and there are times where you kind of go, well, maybe that didn't happen back then, but we weren't around then to know for sure. So we pushed the boundaries, you know, that was our excuse.
Yeah, let's talk about actually, because you wanted to make it really, really original, like get back into the, you know, traditional kind of Western. You know, you wanted the guns that had to be fired and the steam train. So that would have been challenging for you guys.
Yeah, so everything from the locations in this film to the firearms to the actors riding, everything's real. So I wanted actors riding the horses. We didn't have stunt doubles. The firearms are original 1860s firearms, so the six-digit figure firearms we had on set.
Yes.
Insurance was
had to be very careful.
But But I wanted, you know, we had made all our own blanks so that the powder was the real look back then. It wasn't this Hollywood style that you see. Like the powder, it looks astonishing on film. And then, of course, the real locations as well. Everything is real.
Let's talk about who we will see on screen in this movie.
So Michael Muntz, who's from A Country Practice, he was incredible to work with. I've worked with him before. Love working with him. He's great. And then I got to work with Ben Mortley, who I hadn't worked with before. Mm-hmm. Again, another amazing talent. And these are actors that, to me, I didn't know who they were, but I tell my parents, oh, yeah, we know him from McLeod's Daughters, or we know him from Country Practice and whatnot. And then Steve Turner, who plays our villain, a well-known theatre actor, and Clarence Ryan, who I grew up as a kid watching Lachie Leonard.
He's
on Lachie Leonard. So here I am, you know, last year in the middle of nowhere.
But, okay, you grew up. Mm. If you want me asking, how old are you, Jordan?
21.
There you go. So, you know, you're still a spring chicken, and well done you. So you started on this film. We are running out of time, but we're going to try and get as much information in. You started on this film when you were just 16.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Yeah, so we started the idea of the story, moulding it, and then just went from there. And then Axel and I met each other, said, look, this is the idea I have in mind. And he went, yeah, it's a cool idea. And then he ended up putting the screenplay together, and it just took off from there really, really quickly. But I was lucky in high school with all the short films I was making, won quite a lot of awards around the world, and essentially that's where it went from there.
Oh, what an achievement. High achiever right here in front of me. When is the premiere?
So it's on the 10th of December at Warwick Cinemas. Now, 500 seats went in 4 days. We opened a second cinema up. That also went in just a couple of days' time. So we do have a waiting list set up. But we're in need of just we need only 20 more seats, and we're going to be able to open up all our reserve seating. So if people jump on there and register on that waiting list, and then we're going to be able to open up those reserve seats, because we want as many people, because it's WA premiere.
So the 10th of December, it's called The Decadent and Depraved. So just quickly after the premiere, what's next for you?
We do have something else in mind, but we're not releasing it just yet.
You might mention it at the premiere, but you never know.
Yes, if you come to the premiere, it probably is going to be mentioned.
All right, Jordan Prince Wright, congratulations again on this film.
Thanks.
Can't wait to see it. And, 10th of December is the premiere.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks a lot. All right, that was Jordan there, and he was the director and the producer of The Decadent and Depraved, that is showing on the 10th of December at Warwick Cinemas. It's one to catch, actually. The trailer is very fascinating. He's been working on that since he was 16. What an incredible young man.